When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, friends. Happy Tuesday. I hope the week is treating you well. I have been wrestling a little bit with balance, like in nearly every area of my life, but particularly with doing only 2 podcasts a week. Having 5 a week made it really easy to balance out topics and interests and different elements of what we wanted to be talking about. But 2, it's a little bit trickier. And I feel like there's 2 groups of people who listen to the podcast, you know, the ones who are here to stay in touch and who experience this like friends catching up on their way to work, and the others who are here to learn about the Enneagram. And some of you, of course, are both. I just want to balance it out a little bit more. So I think Tuesday I will be doing more unstructured, chatty podcast episodes where we just kind of talk about life and growth and being a person. And I may sprinkle in answers to your voicemails or texts in here as well. And then on Thursday, we'll do a more structured Enneagram focused episode, which for right now will be the relationship series. Let me know how that sounds. Maybe I even once a month, I'll do a monthly reset episode where we talk more structured about the behind the scenes, like the coffee chat episodes have been in the past. But I just think this is balancing us out a little bit more, kind of moving in the correct direction, but that's kind of based on vibes. So let me know if that feels true to you and what you think. And you can always let me know and ask any questions at 828-338-9127. You can text or call in and share your thoughts there. If you are a fan of the podcast and are, you know, just kind of want to let me know in that way, you can do that by leaving a rating and review in iTunes. I never remember to ask for this, but it's a huge deal for podcasters. It helps me to reach new audiences. It helps to spread the word. it's super helpful. So if you have a few minutes and you can take the time to leave a rating and review, it would mean a lot. Thanks. Now let's try out this new little format. Kind of speaking about balance, I feel like that's the theme of my life right now, is trying to find out what balance even is and how it looks in my life with a 9-to-5 job. And I think this is like a pretty common experience. Like, I'm not alone, right? But I think like being self-employed, you have so much more fluidity in your time. Like, time can be intermingled. It can be switched around in ways that just are very easily supportive. Even if you were like me and you worked a lot, it was like you could make it work in your timing. Yeah, you just had a lot more options, you know what I mean? And so I think as of now, I am just figuring out what those options are. Like, what does it look like to have a morning routine where I leave the house at 8:15? What does it look like to kind of be switching around where my structure is? And we've talked about this before in past episodes.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to be as quiet as possible, but there's only so much I can do.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Do you need to get settled in somewhere? Like, do you have things you can do? What? Do you need to, like, get settled in somewhere?
No, I needed to check my phone, and I ran and grabbed it, and then my phone is fucking dead, which I'm so mad about, and so that I had to take it to the bedroom.
Oh, okay. Is all good? We're good to go? I've talked about this before, but I realized through kind of starting this process that in the past, when my job was really fluid and flexible, I created a ton of structure to surround it to make me more efficient and effective. So that meant like my hobbies, my routines, my self-support was very structured. But now my job is very structured. I go to the same place. I sit in the same room every day for 5 days a week. And so that being combined with the structure of a really strict morning routine, a really strict weekend routine, that wasn't feeling very good. It felt like every moment of my life was being controlled in a way that didn't suit me. And so I'm trying to be more fluid and more flexible in the way that I approach my free time. And like I have this sense, underlying kind of sense of urgency around having a balance, having everything being dealt with evenly. My habits, my routines, but like my self-care and my hobbies and my interests. I don't want to like forget to enjoy them, if that makes sense. And so I'm kind of having to let that go in a way that lets me be just much more present in what is each day. I'm not very good at it. I'm figuring it out. I've kind of gotten the morning routine thing figured out. Like I've decided I just want to do 2 acts of self-care every morning. And it doesn't matter what those acts of self-care are. It just is 2. So I can sleep in as an act of self-care. I can get up early and journal. I can go to the gym, I can do yoga, like 2 acts of self-care, and that is feeling really nice. I also want to move my body for 20 minutes every day. That doesn't have to be a certain time of day. It doesn't have to be a certain kind of movement. I can go for a walk, I can do yoga, I can go to the gym, I can dance if I want to, gardening counts, just 20 minutes of active movement. That's all working. Those are the things that are working. I'm really struggling with weekends right now and kind of figuring out how to do those well and how to have, like, our house is clean, okay? Like, I worry a lot about it not being clean down the road. And so, how do we stay on top of that in a way that feels good and balanced and not overwhelming? There's like deeper projects that we want to do in the home that like feel like we don't have time for. And I'm just figuring all of that out. That's like a major theme of my life right now is like, when do we do life and how do I do it in a way that's supportive? Because the way that I did it before wouldn't be supportive now. And yeah, so I'm doing that. The second thing is kind of related to that is that I'm realizing that I turn a lot of my hobbies into chores or obligations. And I'm wondering if any other social sevens do this. I've not really had a conversation about this, but it's like the things that I enjoy become things that I have to do. And I don't know how to get out of that, you know what I mean? And to stop seeing it as like a thing that I can pass or fail at. And this could also be like a thing that one's experience or three's experience. But I'm interested to hear, and no matter what your type, if you experience this and if you've found a workaround for this, because it is plaguing me right now. Because like there are things that I really love to do that I've like turned into obligations that now they don't feel fun. It just feels like another task on my to-do list. But they are things that I enjoy doing and I don't want to stop doing. And it's like so weird because I don't know if it's like the sevenness in me, but like my brain really struggles with feeling like an entire day of obligations are ahead of me. But sometimes those obligations are actually hobbies that I've turned into chores. And I just am trying to figure out how to change my mindset around it. And I feel like it is a mindset thing, but I can't, I don't know how to shift that thinking, you know? But that's going on over here. But I will say I volunteered at a community garden yesterday. So my job does volunteer time off. You get like, I think 4 hours a month. And so I took some time to go volunteer at a community garden, and it was so nice. Just kind of being outside in the sun, putting my hands in the dirt, spending time, kind of like giving back to the community, feeling like I'm part of the community. I talked to a couple people, but not a ton of people, but it felt like I was just like more a part of my city, if that makes sense, which is definitely a major goal for the year. And it was really nice. And it's just nice to be out in the sun, in the warmth, right off of, you know, winter, and feeling like, yeah, it's the good time of year. Like, this is my happy place. This is the best time. And I planted some basil seeds, and it's going to be so fun to be able to walk up around that garden in a couple of weeks and just see the sprouts sprouting and eventually for the basil to be out there. And this is a garden that's like an edible garden that is 100% free for anyone in the community. It's just in a park, and you can go pick fruits and veg from the park. And that's such a cool thing. And it's something that I've never really participated in or engaged with at all. And that's so silly because it's a really cool thing that our community has. And another thing that's kind of going on over here behind the scenes is that I am adjusting to being in a position where no one knows who I am, right? Like, I'm entering into a job where I am not known, and I'm kind of having to prove myself. And that's normal, but it's uncomfortable. I think I've built my career to this point on social media through people knowing me, right? Like, having a podcast, having an Instagram, having a YouTube channel, like building out these, all of my marketing is around like, here's who I am, here's what I've done, here's what I'm learning, here's how I've grown. Here's my knowledge, you know? And so a lot of times, you know, the last 10 years of my career, I was entering into situations, people kind of knowing what I was bringing to the table, kind of knowing what my qualifications were, and trusting me because we'd built kind of a sense of trust. And so entering into a work environment where I have all of this experience and all of this knowledge and feeling like, wait, no one's coming to me for my experience and my knowledge, and realizing, oh, I have to go to them with my experience and knowledge. I have to kind of assert myself in ways that I haven't had to in a really long time. And, ooh, I don't like it. I don't like the way it feels. It feels like it doesn't come naturally to me. I much more prefer to, this is a much easier method of that for me, right? This comes much more naturally to me. And kind of being in a professional environment and having to kind of insert my opinion, it's hard, or even holding back on my opinion and just being like, yeah, let them do it the way they would do it, even if it's different than how I would do it, is also hard. You know, it's a weird space to be in, and I am navigating it for the first time maybe ever, really, because other jobs that I've had where I wasn't self-employed, I felt like the bosses really trusted me because they heard of me through a really good referral, or they'd followed me online before they hired me. And so I kind of came in with authority and a sense of like trust. And having to build that kind of out of from scratch is just really rubbing on some edges for me that I'm having an interesting time observing, honestly. It's fascinating to see how uncomfortable that is and to explore why that's uncomfortable and how to sit with that discomfort. It's interesting, you know? And that's kind of what's on my mind this week, honestly. I mean, I am trying to find some balance. I'm trying to let my hobbies be fun again. I want to spend as much time as I can enjoying this weather, the season of light, the season period, the season of my life, but spring in general. But then also, yeah, how do I, you know, balance out not needing my opinion to be heard, but also creating a sense of trust to where my opinion is valued, you know? How do you do that? I also, you guys remember when we used to do Rose, Bud, and Thorn at the beginning of every episode? I feel like these little chats and catch-ups, I want to end those with a Rose, Bud, and Thorn. So we're going to end today with a Rose, a Bud, and a Thorn. My rose today is that the peonies in our yard are coming back. I guess maybe peonies don't bloom every year, but ours did not bloom last year, and I was kind of like worried about them, but they bloom. They're back. They're popping. They look so healthy and happy, so I'm very excited about that. My bud is that I'm just a little over 2 weeks away from my 90 days at my new job. And once you hit 90, you get to choose the time that you work within reason. Like if I work, you know, 9 to 5:30, or if I work 7 to 4:30, that kind of thing. But also, you get to choose what days you work from home. So you can work from home 2 days a week. And so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to, you know, having a little bit more fluidity and flexibility. And my thorn is just figuring out that relationship to balance and when and how to let what go and not feel so precious about all the things that I feel like need to be done and all the ways I feel like they need to be done and how to find peace in the midst of all that I want to do and have to do in my life. So that is that. Now, I am so excited to, you know, kind of bring in a little bit more connection here. That feels like something I was missing. So I hope that that's feels similarly for you. Let me know. But as always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you. And I'll see you Thursday for the next one. Bye.